So, the title of today's sermon is The Tithe is the Lord's. Now, last year I preached a couple sermons on the free will offering.
This
was when we were going through the book of 2 Corinthians.
Chapter 8 and 9.
I just want to read you one scripture from that. 2 Corinthians 9. 6 and
7.
But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
اما خلاصه این است هر که اندک بکارد اندک هم درو کند و هر که با برکت کارد با برکت نیز درو کند اما هر کس به طوری که در دل خود قصد کرده است بکند نه به اکراه و اجبار زیرا خدا بخشنده خوش را دوست می‌دارد.
Yeah, God loves and cheerful giver.
خداوند بخشنده خوش
است. This is not something that God forces you to do.
با خوشحالی می‌دهد و دوست داره.
But it's a right thing to do.
چیزی نیست که اجباری باید بدیم اما کار نیکوست که باید انجام بدیم.
And it's something that carries blessings.
و چیزی است که برکت می‌رسونه
به ما. If you're a generous person.
اگه کسی که دست و دلباز باشید.
Yeah, you will also reap generosity.
اون موقع هم که دست و دلبازی رو برداشت می‌کنید.
Yeah, we talked about these generational blessings and curses.
در مورد برکت‌های نسل در نسل و نفرین‌های نسل در نسل صحبت کردیم.
Here's a good one for a generational blessing.
یه برکتی اگر میخوای که به نسل‌های آینده برسه دست و دلباز باشی.
Give from your heart, do not give grudgingly.
از ده قلب بدین با خصاصت بدید.
When we talk about this topic of
giving, در مورد
giving,
موضوع در مورد دادن صحبت
می‌کنیم. We often not only talk about giving but also about tithing.
نه تنها در مورد دادن بلکه ده یک هم صحبت
می‌کنیم. That's a different thing.
ده یک با هدیه فرق می‌کنه.
Yeah, the Bible talks about paying the tithe, not giving but paying the tithe.
ده یک را بدهید نه اینکه ببخشید.
Now I've always giving the free will offering.
ولی هدیه رو می‌بخشن اما ده یک رو میدن.
Now among Christians there's no discussion about if we should give or not.
تفاوت این که آیا باید بدیم یا ندیم وجود نداره. همه میدونن باید بدیم. کلام خداوند آشکار همه باید دست و دلباز باشیم. برای همه بدیم به همه کمک کنیم. اما وقتی به ده یک میرسه
there is some discussion.
بحث وجود داره به
مسیحیان. Because there are some that believe
بعضی ایمان دارن
that the tithe was just for the nation of Israel.
ده یک فقط مال قوم اسرائیل بود.
As they were under the Old Testament law of Moses. Today I want to show you what exactly the tithe is. I will show you that it's also a New Testament commandment. And I'll show you why you should pay the tithe. Now if you pay the tithe or not,
اگه ده یک میدین یا نمیدین
that's entirely up to you.
بستگی به خودتون داره و خودتون هم باید جواب بدید.
Yeah, God commands you to.
خداوند فرمان داده که بدید.
But if you don't want to obey that, that's
up to you. اگه نمیخوای اطاعت کنی برمیگرده به شما. انتخاب شخصی خودتونه. جوابش هم شخصی خواهید.
But I do hope that after listening to the sermon
بعد از موعظه‌مون
you'll actually be encouraged to obey God on this.
تشویق بشیم که از خداوند اطاعت کنیم.
Yeah, it's not how we need the money as a church.
کلیسا احتیاج پول داره.
We don't need the money. We're fine.
همه چی اوکیه.
But as you'll realize,
اما درک کنید.
Yeah, when you do give the tithe or do pay the
tithe. وقتی شما ده یک میدید، وقتی شما به خداوند هدیه میدید.
There's also besides obeying God, which we should.
And
there's also blessing attached to it.
خداوند اطاعت میکنیم، برکاتی بهش وابسته است که جاری میشه در زندگیتون که فقط در اون زمان اتفاق میفته.
Test me.
تنها چیزی که خداوند بهمون گفته من را آزمایش کنید. اجازه داده آزمایشش کنیم.
And get a proper understanding on this topic.
رو بخونیم و درک واقعی ده یک رو بفهمیم چیست.
Now we're going to start with the Old Testament.
از عهد عتیق میخوام شروع کنم.
Yeah, let's start in Leviticus.
در کتاب لاویان
where we have instruction in regards to the nation of Israel having to give tithe. Leviticus 27:30-32. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithe, he shall add thereof the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth in the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord.
در یک زمین خواه از بعض زمین و خواه از میوه درخت از آن خداوند است و برای خداوند مقدس. اگر کسی بخواهد چیزی از دهیک خود را باز خرید کند، باید یک پنجم آن را بیفزاید. تمامی دهیک رمه و گله، یعنی یک دهم هرچه از زیر عصای جوبان بگذرد، برای خداوند مقدس است. شخص نباید در مورد خوبی و بدی آن پرسش کند یا آن را عوض کند. اگر آن را عوض کرد، هم آن و هم جایگزین آن مقدس خواهد بود و نباید باز خرید شوند. این است فرامینی که خداوند در طور سینا برای بنی اسرائیل به هم به موسی هم
Okay, it sounded a little longer, that's why. Yeah. Now, this is not the first mention
of the tithe.
It gives us some clear instruction on it. It says in verse 30, all the tithe of the land, yeah, whether of the seed of the land, or the fruit of the tree, it is the
Lord's.
It's holy unto the Lord.
و مقدس در مقابل خداوند.
So here we have the word tithe being mentioned.
کلمه ده یک اینجا نام برده شده.
And it talks about a tenth.
در مورد یک دهم.
Yeah, which is from the produce of the land.
از اون ثمره ای که زمین یا درخت میاره.
Of course, they lived in an agricultural society.
در اون زمان جامعه کشاورزی بود. همه مردم درآمدشون از کشاورزی بود.
Yeah,
ولی الان شرایط فرق کرده.
So 10%
10%
what was produced,
هر چی که تولید میشه.
Yeah, it didn't belong to you, just the Lord.
مال شما نیست، مال خداوند.
Yeah, God had given it into your hands.
خداوند به دستای تو سپرده.
But it wasn't yours to keep.
ولی مال تو نبوده که نگهش داری.
Yeah, this was the increase of your flock, of your land.
اون زیاده زمینت یا گلت یا چیزهای دیگه است.
And it was to be given to God because it was his.
به خداوند داده بشه چون مال خداست.
Yeah, but it's 10% of your increase.
اون چیزی که اضافه شده.
Yeah, you had 100 kilograms of oranges.
100 کیلو پرتقال داشتی.
Then 10 kilograms of those.
10 کیلویی از اون 100 پرتقالت مال خداوند.
You could keep the 90.
90 کیلو رو میتونستی نگه داری.
Yeah, the 90 that was yours.
90 کیلویی که مال توست.
But the 10 was the Lord's.
اما 10 تاش مال خدا بود.
You had 20 sheep.
20 تا گوسفند داشتی.
Born, two of them were your tithe.
متولد شدن. دو تا از اونا
you could keep 18
18 تاشونو میتونستی نگه داری ولی دو تاشو باید به عنوان دهیک میدادی چون مال خودت نبود.
Yeah, this was instruction under the Mosaic law for the Israelites
که خداوند طبق شریعت موسا به قوم اسرائیل داد.
Go to the book of Numbers.
کتاب اعداد رو باز کنید.
Numbers 18.
18.
And read 24 to 26.
24 تا 26.
But the tithes of the children of Israel which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said unto them, among the children of Israel, they have no inheritance. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, When you take of the of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up an heave offering of it for the Lord, even a tenth part of the tithe.
زیرا دهیک بنی اسرائیل را که به عنوان هدیه به خداوند تقدیم می کنند به لاویان به میراث بخشیدم. بنابراین درباره ایشان گفتم که ایشان را در میان بنی اسرائیل میراثی نخواهد بود. خداوند موسی را خطاب کرده گفت نیز لاویان را بگو چون دهیکی را که به عنوان میراث به شما بخشیدم از بنی اسرائیل می گیرید. هدیه از آن به خداوند تقدیم کنید یعنی دهیک را. هدایای شما برایتان همچون قله خرمن و شراب چرخوش محسوب خواهد شد.
Now again, it talks about a tithe. And here we see something of its use. Where was it used for? It was the Lord's. It was given to God. And it's used for? Here it was for the provision of the Levites. Why was that? Because the Levites didn't get an inheritance in the land. They were set apart as a special group. To minister unto God. Yeah, they were the ones who were at the temple.
اونها تو در معبد خداوند
هر روز کار می‌کردند. The work of God was carried out.
کار خداوند انجام می‌شد هر روز.
It was to provide for the ministry, the work of God to be done.
خدمت خداوند و کار خداوند انجام بشه.
And for those who did that work.
و برای همه کسایی که این کار
کردن. That's how the tithes were used.
دهیک‌ها اینجوری شروع استفاده می‌شد.
So the tithe is 10% of your increase.
ده یک ها یک ده درصد زیاده شدن مال شما نیست.
It's the Lord's.
مال خداست.
That's just in your hands.
اما در دستای شماست.
And it has a purpose.
هدفی داره.
It's for ministry.
برای خدمت.
Now to do the work of God.
که کار خداوند را انجام بدیم.
Go,
درست
go
انجام
to Deuteronomy 12.
تثنیه
11.
تثنیه 12 آیه 11.
Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hands, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord.
آنگاه باید همه این چیزها را به شما امر می‌فرمایم به مکانی که یهوه خدایتان برمی‌گزیند تا نام خدا در آنجا بگذارد بیاورید قربانی‌های تمام سوز و دیگر قربانی‌ها و دهیکا و هدایای دستان خیش و همه بهترین هدایای نذری خیش را که برای خداوند نذر کردید.
So the tithe has been mentioned again. Yeah. Were they to just give it to anybody or to just use it for anything? Oh, I give it to my neighbor because he is struggling and he gets my tithe.
No.
It says that God had a specific place.
Yeah,
a place where God chose to
cause
his name to dwell there. And of course, in the Old Testament, for the nation of Israel, this was the temple. And this is where they had to pay the tithe. Oh, I donated the tithe to a charity.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Because the Bible says God had designated a specific place where you would give the tithe. Yeah, go to Deuteronomy 12. Oh, we are still there. 17. Verse 17. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, of the firstlings of thy herds of the flock, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor the freewill offerings or heave offering of thine hand.
نیز نمیتوانید در شهرهای خود دهیک غله و شراب روغن خود یا نخوزاده رمه و گله خیش و یا هیچ یک از قربانی های نذری خود را نذر میکنید یا قربانی های اختیاری خیش و یا هدایای دستانتان را بخورید.
Yeah, so they couldn't just stay at home and just
consume
the tithe there.
Yeah,
they may not eat within thy gates the tithe of the corn, the wine, etc. God was specific about this. God chose a place
جایی
where
رو خداوند انتخاب کرده بود که دهیکش رو به اونا بدن.
Now, notice also that those who gave the tithe
کسایی که دهیک میدادن
did get to enjoy of it as well.
و از اون دهیکشون هم لذت میبردن.
Enjoy together
در کناره
at the place that God had chosen.
خودش هم دیگه در اون خونه ای که خداوند براشون اندازه در نظر گرفته.
It was for the work of the ministry.
خدمت خداوند در کنار هم دیگه.
That includes things we do together.
و کارهایی هم که با هم انجام میدیم هم جزء اون هدف خدمت خداونده.
Yeah, when we have a meal together.
وقتی شامی داره هم میخوریم
که yeah, that costs money. That's paid from
something. هزینه داره باید از یه چیزی پرداخت بشه.
When we have some kind of celebration.
وقتی یه جشنی داریم
داره
هم
میگه جشن
کریسمس یه چیزی از یه چیزی باید این جشن هزینه‌اش پرداخت بشه.
Yeah, you don't pay a pastor because
شما به شعبانتون هزینه ای پرداخت نمی‌کنید.
But it will be right as well.
اما اشکالی هم نداره اگه
paid from something.
از یه چیزی باید پرداخت شه.
Yeah. It's paid from the tithe. Deuteronomy 12:28. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God.
به گوش باشید که همه این سخنان را به شما امر می‌فرمایم. به جای آورید تا شما و فرزندانتان پس از شما تا به ابد روی سعادت ببینند. وقتی آنچه را که در نزد یهوه خدایتان خوب و درست است به جای آورید.
Observe and hear all these words. Now, what were these words? We just read some of them. And it was about the tithe. Yeah, why listen? Why obey? Yeah, there's a good reason for that. So it may go well with thee. It carries a blessing when we obey what God has said. Yeah. Again, you want to set a generational blessing for your family? So it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, because that's what it says.
پر از برکت باشه. پس اطاعت کنیم از خداوند هر آنچه که گفته.
What he said about the tithe is part of that.
اون چیزی که در مورد ده یک گفته یکی از فرمانهای خداست.
Deuteronomy 14.
تثنیه 14.
22 and 23.
22 و 23.
Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of the corn, of the wine, of the oil, of the firstlings, of thy herds, and of the flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always.
از همه محصولات مزرعه خود که سال به سال از زمین می‌روید، حتما ده یک بدهید. در حضور یهوه خدایتان در آن مکان که او برمی‌گزیند تا نام خود را در آنجا ساکن سازد، در دهیه که غله و شراب روغن و نخست‌زاده های رمه و گله خیش را بخورید تا بیاموزید که در همه روزگارهای زندگی از یهوه خدایتان بترسید.
There's a lot of repeating.
خیلی تکرار
کرده. God is reminding them about this thing.
هی میکنه و هی تکرار میکنه. هی یاداوری خداوند در موردش.
Give the tithe, it's not yours.
دهیه که تو رو بدیم مال شما.
Yeah, there's a certain place I want you to give this.
جایی مخصوص داری که بدید.
Yeah. Tithing isn't biblical principle.
دهیه یک اصل کتاب مقدسی است.
Yeah. Now, what would you do if you would be living far away?
اما اگر دور زندگی میکنی.
Because what did we see the tithe was?
دهیه مال چی بود؟
It was of the fields, yeah, the fruit of the tree,
سمره, مال درخت,
the sheep of
the flock. میوه, گوسفندان, مال گله, رمه.
You can imagine if you live 100 kilometers away, without any transportation,
دورتر از یه جای زندگی میکردی و ماشین هم نداشتی که اینا رو بار بزنی
بیاری. If you had a big flock,
و یه گله بزرگ هم داشتی, درختای زیادی هم داشتی,
it would be a struggle to get all that stuff to Jerusalem.
این چیزها رو به اورشلیم ببرید.
God has chosen that specific place for
them to go. در اون زمان میگفت همه رو به اورشلیم ببرید.
Now read the next verses.
This is only 14.
14. Yeah, so this is the next verse actually. 24 and 25.
24 و 25.
What they had to do.
چیکار میکردن اگر امکان حمل و نقلش نداشتن.
And if the way be too long for thee, so thou art not able to carry it, or if the place to be far from thee, which the Lord thy God had chosen to set his name there, when the Lord thy God had blessed thee, then shalt thou turn in it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and shalt go into the place where the Lord thy God shall choose.
و اگر راهتان دراز باشد بگونی که چون یهوه خدایتان شما را برکت دهد نتوانید در یک خود را به آنجا ببرید زیرا آن مکان که یهوه خدایتان برمیگزیند تا نام خود را در آن بگذارد از شما دور است پس آن را به پول تبدیل کنید و پول را به دست خیش گرفته به مکانی که یهوه خدایتان برمیگزیند ببرید.
Yeah. So here, for practical reasons,
you
could sell your
tithes,
your sheep, your fruits,
convert
them to money, and then go to Jerusalem in this case, and give there a
tithe.
Yeah, so I hope you're getting a clear picture of what a tithe means in the Old Testament.
There's
one more aspect I want to show you in regards to this, and that is that it was not just any part, not just any 10%. It was the first 10%.
They
were the first fruits.
اولین ثمره برداشت.
Yeah, the tithe was not an afterthought.
ده یک اگه اضافه می اومد نمیدادن، بلکه اول میدادن.
2 Chronicles 31 verse 4.
دوم تواریخ 2 Chronicles
31 verse 4.
31 آیه 4.
Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord.
2 Chronicles دوم تواریخ. What?
Second, 31:4.
31:4.
به ساکنین اورشلیم فرمان داد تا سهم خاص کاهنان و لاویان را بپردازند تا ایشان بتوانند خود را وقف شریعت خداوند سازند.
Yeah. So, what was the portion of the Levites again?
قسمت لاویان چی بود؟
What's the tithe?
ده یک.
Yeah, read the next verse.
آیه بعدی.
Verse 5.
آیه پنج.
And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly.
در پی انتشار این فرمان بنی اسرائیل نوبر گندم، شراب، روغن، عسل و تمامی محصولات زمین را به فراوانی آورند. آنان دهیه که همه چیز را به فراوانی آورند.
Go to Nehemiah 10.
Nehemiah 10.
Nehemiah 10. I read verse 37.
آیه 37.
And that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees, wine and oil unto the priest, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our village.
Nehemiah.
10:37.
Yeah.
بخون. 10:37. به علاوه نوبر خمیر خود و حدوده خیش و میوه هر گونه درخت و شراب تازه و روغن را نزد کاهنان و انبارهای خانه خدای ما خواهیم آورد و دهیه که محصول زمین ما را برای لاویان خواهیم داد. زیرا لاویان هم که دهیه کار را در تمام این شهرهای محل کار ما دریافت میکنند.
Yeah, again, it's called here the first fruits are brought into the house of God.
که در خانه اول خانه خداوند برده میشه.
Yeah, the tithe is not something that
یک چیزی نیست که
you receive.
شما دریافت کنید.
Then you just deal with everything in the world.
تمام کار دنیا رو
انجام
بدید. آخر ماه هر چقدر مون.
There's nothing left to pay the tithe.
اگر مون دهیه‌مون رو به خدا بدید.
It's the first fruits.
اولشه.
Yeah, again, it says, hey, it's brought to the house of God.
به خونه خداوند آورده شده.
So what have we have learned in regards to the tithe?
در مورد دهیه چه چیزی رو یاد گرفتید؟
That's 10% of your increase.
10% اون چیزی که اضافه شده بهتون.
Yeah, the produce of your land, the produce of your labor.
ثمره زمینتون، کارتون.
Yeah, the tithe doesn't belong to you.
دهیه مال شما نیست.
It's the Lord's.
کلام خداوند میگه مال خداست و دست شما داده شده.
It's actually paid in a specific place.
و در یک جای مخصوص و یک مکان مخصوص باید داده شه.
The place where God made
جایی که خداوند تصمیم گرفته. نام خداوند درونه و اسم اون خانه خداست.
It's the first 10%.
اولین 10% نه و آخرش اگه باقی موند ممکن شد.
And it has a specific purpose.
یه هدف مخصوص دیگه.
It's for the work of the ministry.
برای کار خدمته.
Yeah, and of course, for practical reasons, it could be converted into money.
یکی از قدم‌های عملی میتونسته به خاطر اینکه بتونه راحت‌تر باشه میتونه پول باشه.
And there are actually many more verses I could show you where the Bible talks about tithing in the Old Testament.
و کتاب مقدس.
Yeah, God commanded the Israelites to do this.
کتاب مقدس در مورد پول با ما صحبت می‌کنه. فرمانی که خداوند بهمون میده در مورد اون.
Many Christians look at this and say, okay.
روز نگاه می‌کنن به این موضوع میگن.
See, it was for the Israelites.
مال اسرائیلیا بود. مال ما نبود.
Part of their law.
مال لاویان بود. مال شریعت
New Testament.
الان در عهد جدید هستیم.
Didn't say anything about tithing.
نه دهیه گفته.
So we don't have to tithe.
پس دهیه
گفته. Now I'll show you that's definitely not true.
بهتون ثابت میکنم که این غلط.
Now before we go to the New Testament,
قبل از اینکه بریم به عهد جدید و در عهد جدید بهتون
ثابت کنم. Let's first go backwards.
برگردیم یه مقدار عقب‌تر برگردیم.
Because tithing, that principle of tithing, didn't start with the law of Moses.
موضوع دهیه دادن با شریعت موسی
شروع نشد. It didn't start with the nation of Israel.
با قوم اسرائیل هم شروع نشد.
It was a principle that already existed.
اصلی بود که قبل از موسی هم وجود داشت.
Go to Genesis 14.
برگردیم پیدایش 14.
And this is a story where
داستانی است که
Lot was living, nephew of Abraham, was living in Sodom.
Lot, برادرزاده ابراهیم در سدوم زندگی
می‌کرد. And then there were these kings that were attacking
Sodom and Gomorrah. به سدوم و گماره.
And of course everybody got carried off, including Lot.
همه برده شدن مخصوصا لوط.
Abraham hears about it.
ابراهیم شنید در موردش.
And he takes his servants and goes after these kings and frees, basically defeats these armies and frees Lot. And
میره و اون
and everybody.
لوط و اون ارتش رو آزاد میکنه.
Now what I want you to read is a story at the end of that, after this battle.
داستانی که میخوام بخونم.
What happens?
داستانی است که
and it's in Genesis 14 verses 18 till 20.
پیدایش 14 18 تا 20.
Where Abraham meets a man
called یه نفری رو میبینه.
Melchizedek.
به نام ملک صادق.
Read verses 18 till 20.
آیه 18 تا 20.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High. And he blessed him, and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemies into thine hand, and he gave him tithes of all."
آنگاه ملکیصدق پادشاه سالیم نان و شراب بیرون آورد. او کاهن خدای متعال بود و ابرام را برکت داد و گفت مبارک باد ابرام از جانب خدای متعال مالک آسمان و زمین. و متبارک بود خدای متعال که دشمنانت را به دست تسلیم کرد.
Yep. So here we have Melchizedek,
the
king. He's also called the priest of the Most High God. And Abraham gives him a tenth of all the increase from that battle. Now you might say, oh, he's not giving it to God. He's giving to this king of Salem. Yeah, who happened to be also called the priest of the Most High God. But first of all, remember this was before Moses.
این موضوع قبل از موسی اتفاق افتاد.
There was no temple to go to.
معبد مقدسی وجود نداشت که برن به معبد بدن.
It was given here to a priest of the Most High God.
به کاهن اعظم خدای مقدس داده.
In a moment we will come back to this and look more closely
who this Melchizedek actually is. ببینیم این ملک صادق کی بوده در حقیقت.
But I just want to show you for now.
اما الان خواستم بهتون نشون بدم. این اصل
Of giving a tenth, tithing,
ده یک رو دادن.
Did not originate with the law of Moses.
از زمان موسی شروع نشد.
Go to another story in Genesis.
برگردیم به یک داستان دیگه.
That's in chapter 28.
فصل 28.
And this is a story of Jacob.
داستان یعقوب.
He has this vision.
رویایی رو داره.
Where he sees his ladder going up to heaven.
یا نردبونی رو میبینه که به آسمون میره.
Angels coming up and down from it.
فرشته ها میرن بالا و پایین.
And then after this vision eventually he
wakes up. بعد از این رویاش خواب پا میشه.
And I want you to read what he says.
و ببینین که چی میگه. بخونید چی میگه.
After he wakes up.
بعد از اینکه بیدار شد.
And read Genesis 28 verses 16 till 22. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he put for his pillows, the pillows, and set it up on a pillar, for a pillar, and poured oil up on the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
آنگاه یعقوب از خواب برخاست و گفت بیگمان خداوند در این مکان است و من ندانستم. پس ترسان شد و گفت این مکان چه ترسناک است. این جز خانه خدا نیست. این است دروازه آسمان. صبح زود یعقوب سنگی را که زیر سر نهاده بود برگرفت و آن را همچون ستونی برپا داشت و بر سر آن روغن بود و آنجا را بیت ایل نامید. حال آنکه نام شهر نخست لوز بود. آنگاه یعقوب نذر کرده گفت اگر خدا با من باشد و مرا در این راه که می روم حفاظت کند و مرا نان برای خوردن و لباس برای پوشیدن عطا فرماید تا به سلامت به خانه پدری بازگردم آنگاه یهوه خدای من خواهد بود و این سنگ که آن را همچون ستونی برپا داشتم خانه خدا خواهد بود و از هرچه به من بدهی ده یک آن را به یقین به تو خواهم داد.
So he wakes up. He understands now that God had visited him in a vision.
Yeah,
he fears. He said, "Hey, this is the house of God. God has met me here."
Yeah,
he raises up the stone that he was laying on with his head as a pillar. And he ends up promising God to give him the tenth.
که بهش ده یکش رو بده.
Not just any tenth, he says. No, I give you the tenth.
اون ده یک رو بدم.
Now that he came up with this.
یهو خودش به نظرش رسیده بود ده یک وجود داره.
He already knew about this principle.
میدونسته که این اصل ده یک وجود داره.
And he just refers to that.
و بهش اشاره میکنه. I will give you the tenth. اون ده یک رو بهت میدم.
This was not unknown to him.
و ناآشنا نبوده برای اون.
And of course, before that, we already knew that Abraham knew about this principle as well.
میدونسته این اصل رو.
Yeah. The tithe didn't come with Moses.
ده یک با موسی شروع نشد.
Yeah, it came before Moses.
قبل از موسی شروع شد.
Yeah, it was just reiterated in the law that God gave them.
در شریعت موسی دوباره بهش تاکید شد.
With specific instructions in regards to their situation as a nation of God.
در خداوند که چیکار باید باشه.
Yeah, where they had this temple, where they had this Levites.
وقتی معبد مقدس رو داشتن، اون لاوی رو داشتن، چیکار باید باشه.
Let's go look at the New Testament.
برگردیم به عهد جدید.
And I will show you that it's still a principle in the New Testament. Go to Luke 11. And this is Jesus affirming that principle of tithing.
And
in Luke 11, Jesus is dealing with religious leaders. And he's basically warning them. Read verses 39 to 32 from Luke 11. And the Lord said unto him, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravaging and wickedness. Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint, and rue, and all manner of herbs, and powder for judgment, and the love of God. These ought you have done, and not to leave the other undone.
خداوند به وی گفت همانا شما ای فریسیان بیرون پیاله و بشقاب را پاک می‌سازید ولی درون شما پر از حرص و خباثت است ای احمقان آیا او که بیرون را آفرید اندرون شما را نیز نیافرید بلکه از آنچه دارید صدقه دهید که اینک همه چیز برای شما پاک خواهد گشت وای بر شما ای فریسیان که ده یک از نعنا و صداب و هر قسم سبزی را می دهید و از داردسی و محبت خدا می گریزید اینها را می باید به جا آورید و آنها را نیز ترک نکنید
They're religious leaders. Jesus points out, hey, you are hypocrites. You're these pretenders. You want to look good for the outside. Yeah, look at all the details that we are thinking of in our tithing. How good we are at this.
But of course,
inwardly, they're full of wickedness. And Jesus says, you address even the smallest things, the tithing.
Did
Jesus say this was wrong? No, that's not the point that Jesus was making. The point is that the other things that they should have done, they were not doing. He actually says, these, talking about the tithes, what you have done. Yeah, you should pay the tithe. Yeah, and if you want to do it right, you should pay attention to the details. Yeah, Jesus taught on tithing.
در مورد ده یک درس داده.
Now of course he was still under the Old Testament law. I understand.
هنوز در عهد عتیق بوده و میدونسته.
But I just want to show you that.
اما میخوام بتونی رو نشون بدم.
Jesus spoke about it.
عیسی مسیح در مورد این موضوع صحبت کرد.
He didn't say it was wrong. He didn't say we don't have to do it.
نگفت نباید ما بدیم.
Now go to Hebrews 7.
عبرانیان 7.
And the book of Hebrews.
کتاب عبرانیان.
Is a book that helps specifically. The Hebrews to understand how the Old Testament relates to the New Testament.
Yeah,
things changed under the New Covenant. Yeah, in the Old Covenant they were giving the tithe to a specific place, a temple at Jerusalem. Yeah, but of course, under the New Covenant they couldn't do that anymore eventually because the temple would be destroyed. And this has been brought up in the book of Hebrews and explains about this tithe. Hebrews 7, verses 5 till
8.
Yeah, so we already saw that before Moses we had a tithe, during the time of Moses we had a tithe.
And now
Five to eight. First is verse five, by the way. First five only. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people, according to the law. That is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham.
و اما از فرزندان لاوی کسانی که کهانت را میابند حکم دارند که از قوم به حسب شریعت ده یک بگیرند یعنی از برادران خود
Of course, the Levites were their brethren.
لاویان برادران بودن اون زمان.
Yeah, they were just appointed to do the work of the ministry.
خوانده شده بودن که خدمت خداوند در معبد مقدس انجام بدن.
And by the commandment of the law,
با فرمان شریعت,
they could take the tithes from the people.
میتونستن ده یک رو از مردم بگیرن.
Yeah, from their brethren.
از برادرانشون.
Now, of course, for the work of the ministry. Read for 6. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Yeah, but he who did not descend from Abraham. Yeah, who we're talking about? Who received the tithe from Abraham? But it was just read in the Old Testament. Melchizedek. Yeah, this is about Melchizedek. Yeah, the priest of the Most High God. Yeah, referring to before the law of Moses.
Yeah. Read for
7-10. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiving them of whom it was witnessed that he lived. And as I may say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
و بدون هیچ شکی کوچکتر از بزرگتر برکت داده می شود. و در اینجا مردمانی که می میرند ده یک می گیرند. اما در آنجا کسی که بر زنده بودن وی شهادت داده می شود. حتی آنکه گویا می توان گفت که به واسطه ابراهیم همان لاوی که ده یک میگیرد ده یک پرداخت، زیرا که هنوز در صلب پدر خود بود هنگامی که ملکیصدیق او را استقبال کرد.
Now here's something interesting. How does he call the Levites?
جالب اینجاست.
The Levites received tithes, and they were mortal men, people who would die. But listen to this reference to this king of Salem. One received the tithe of what is witnessed that he lived. Now, we're talking about Melchizedek.
در مورد ملک صادق داریم حرف میزنیم.
Who is Melchizedek?
ملک صادق کیست؟
Now, let me show you. Go to the beginning of the chapter.
برگردیم به آغاز فصل.
And read verses 1-4.
آیه 1-4 هفت رو بخونیم.
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest the Most High, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils.
زیرا این ملکیصدق پادشاه سالیم و کاهن خدای تعالی هنگامی که ابراهیم از شکست دادن پادشاهان برمیگشت او را استقبال کرده بدو برکت داد و ابراهیم نیز از همه چیزها ده یک بدو داد که اول به معنی پادشاه عدالت است و بعد پادشاه سالیم نیز یعنی پادشاه سلامتی بی پدر و بی مادر و بی نسب نامه و بدون ابتدای ایام و انتهای حیات بلکه به شبیه پسر خدا شده کاهن دائمی میماند. پس ملاحظه کنید که این شخص چقدر بزرگ بود که ابراهیم پاتریارک نیز از بهترین غنایم ده یک بدو داد.
Now, what does this sound like?
این به نظر شبیه
کیه؟ Yeah, he's called the priest of the Most High.
کاهن خدای تعالی.
He's called the king of righteousness.
پادشاه سلامتی.
He's called the king of peace.
پادشاه عدالت.
Without father, without mother.
بدون پدر، بدون مادر. بی‌نسب.
Yeah, neither beginning of days nor end of life.
ایام و انتهای حیات.
Yeah. Like unto the Son of God.
بلکه به شبیه
What does that sound
پسر
like?
خدا. اینا صفات کیست؟
That sounds like Jesus Christ.
عیسی مسیح.
It sounds like the
pre-incarnate
Christ.
عیسی مسیح قبل از تولدش وقتی ظاهر شد.
Yeah. And even if you don't want to believe that, which I believe that is exactly what it is, you have to admit this is a picture at least of him. This points to him.
Yeah.
So who was the type being given to?
By Abraham.
It was given to Melchizedek. Who was Melchizedek?
Answer,
God.
خداوند.
Yeah. the pre-incarnate Christ.
خدای عیسی مسیحی که
there was no temple yet. There was no Levitical priesthood yet.
هنوز لاوی نبود. هنوز کاهنی نبود.
Tithes were given.
اما دهیک ها داده شد به خداوند.
And this principle is brought up in the New Testament.
دهیک در عهد جدید ادامه پیدا کرد.
In the book of Hebrews.
در کتاب عبرانیان بهش اشاره شد.
Today there's no temple.
امروز معبدی وجود نداره.
Today there's no Levitical priesthood.
امروز لاویان و معبد مقدسی وجود نداره.
But we do have a place.
اما
that's called the house of God.
که به اون میگیم خانه خدا.
Go to 1 Timothy.
اول تیموتائوس.
We do have a place where the work of the ministry is done.
کار خداوند انجام میشه.
1 Timothy 3:15.
اول تیموتائوس 3:15.
But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how to thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
اما اگر تأخیر کردم، تا بدانی که چگونه باید در خانه خدا رفتار کنی، که کلیسای خدای زنده و ستون و بنیاد راستی است.
Yeah, the house of God is the local church. Today,
yeah,
the local church is the pillar and ground of truth today. Now we don't go to a temple. We don't have a Levitical priesthood. Why? Because things have changed. There's a change in the law. Today we have local churches. Yeah, go back to Hebrews 7. And read verses 11 and 12. If therefore perfection whereby the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law.
و دیگر اگر از کهانت لاوی کمال حاصل می شد، باز چه احتیاج بود که کاهنی دیگر بر رتبه ملکیصدق برخیزد و از رتبه هارون خوانده نشود. زیرا هرگاه کهانت تغییر میپذیرد، البته شریعت نیز تبدیل می‌یابد.
Things have changed. The priesthood has changed.
کهانت عوض شده.
No Levites.
Yeah,
Jesus is our high priest today.
Yeah.
We have a better covenant.
Now
listen to those sermons on the covenants.
Yeah,
we are the priesthood of the believers. Yeah, things have changed. And the ceremonial law, things that
جشنها.
Were symbolical
کاری که سمبولی انجام می‌دادند در عهد عتیق به یاد اتفاقی که قراره بیفته امروز در عیسی مسیح تکمیل شده.
What things? Okay, go to Colossians 2:16. What are we talking about?
در مورد چی صحبت می‌کنیم؟
That no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day of the new moon or of Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ.
پس کسی درباره خوردن و نوشیدن و درباره عید و ماه نو و سبت بر شما حکم نکند.
Yeah, these are things.
زیرا که اینها سایه چیزهای آینده است، اما بدن از آن مسیح است.
These are things that are done away.
اینا سایه‌اند و اینا در مسیح تکمیل شد.
Yeah, that's abolished.
بدن دیگه سایه‌اش نمی‌خواد، خودش بدن رو.
Does it mention tithes here?
اینجا دهیک هم نام برده شده؟
No. In fact, we already saw that tithes wasn't even originating with the law of Moses. Abraham paid tithes. Jacob paid tithes.
Yaqub dahyek dad.
This was a principle that already existed.
اصلی بود که در از اول وجود داشت.
And today, the tithe still exists.
دهیک هنوز وجود داره.
And guess what it's for?
و مال چیست؟
The work of God.
کار خداوند.
Yeah. Where do we pay the tithes?
کجا دهیکم رو میدیم؟
The house of God.
خانه خداوند.
Not the temple anymore.
نه معبد مقدس.
Now it is the local church.
الان کلیسای محلی.
Go to 1 Corinthians 9.
اول قرنتیان فصل 9.
1 Corinthians 9 verses 12.
آیه 12.
No, verses 9 to 11 first.
9 to 11.
For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care of oxen, or set he it all together for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, that this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things?
و یکی را ایمان به همان روح و دیگری را عطایای شفا دادن به همان روح و یکی را قوت معجزات و دیگری را نبوت و یکی را تمیز ارواح و دیگری را اقسام زبانها و دیگری را ترجمه زبانها، اما در همه اینها همان یک روح قائل است که به هر کس فردن به حسب اراده خود تقسیم می کند.
That's why Paul is speaking to the Corinthians.
پولس رسول در مورد قرنتیان صحبت می‌کنه.
And he's telling them, hey, we were solving spiritual things to you.
Yeah,
we were doing ministry among you.
خدمت کارهای خدمتی می‌کردم
برای شما. Yeah, we are serving you in that way.
خدمت می‌کردم بهتون در این رابطه.
And it is right
و درسته
that you give us from your physical things so we can do that work.
شما هم از اون چیزهای جسمانی که بهمون بدین برای خدمت.
Read the next two verses, 12 and 13.
آیه بعدی 12 و 13 رو بخون.
If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live off the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers of the altar?
زیرا چنان که بدن یک است و اعضای متعدد دارد و تمامی اعضای بدن اگرچه بسیار است یک تن می باشد، همچنین مسیح نیز می باشد. زیرا که همه ما به یک روح در یک بدن تعمید یافتیم، خواه یهود خواه یونانی خواه غلام خواه آزاد، و همه از یک روح نوشانیده شدیم.
Yeah, so who's Paul talking about? Who's he referring to here?
در مورد کی صحبت میکنه؟
Who were those who were waiting at the altar?
کی در معبد مقدس خداوند منتظر
بودند؟ Who partook of that?
کی قسمتی از او بود؟
The Levites.
لاویان.
He's pointing back to the Old Testament. Hey, this is how this was.
اینجوری بود در گذشته.
Things have changed.
عوض شده.
But this is how it was. Tithes were given to the Levites so they could do the work of the ministry.
داده شد که خدمت خداوند انجام بشه.
Now listen to the next verse, verse 14.
آیه 14 رو بخونید.
Even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live off the gospel.
زیرا بدن یک عضو نیست بلکه بسیار
است. Not the same one.
What are you reading?
First Corinthians 9.
First Corinthians 9.
Oh, wait, wait.
That was that.
اول قرنتیان 9:11-12.
Is it 2 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians, I think.
Second.
No.
نو یا اول قرنتیان 12 رو میگه
میگه
الان داره
12 رو
میگه. Yeah, it's right. It's 1 Corinthians 9.
No.
First Corinthians 9. Yeah,
no.
It is right.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
read again, verses 9 till 11.
I'll
read 9 till 13. Yes.
9 till 13 رو کامل بخونیم.
زیرا که در تورات موسی مکتوب است که گاو را هنگامی که خرمن را خورد می‌کند دهان مبند. آیا خدا در فکر گاوان می‌باشد یا محض خاطر ما این را نمی‌گوید؟ بلی، برای ما مکتوب است که شخم کننده می باید با امید شخم نماید و کوبنده خرمن در امید یافتن قسمت خود باشد. چون ما چیزهای روحانی را برای شما کاشتیم، آیا امر بزرگی است که ما چیزهای جسمانی شما را دور کنیم؟
درو کنیم.
اگر دیگران در این اختیار به شما شریکند، آیا نما بیشتر؟ اما این اختیار را استفاده نکردیم، بلکه هر چیز را متحمل می شویم مبادا انجیل مسیح را مانعی باشیم.
This make more sense?
Yeah.
آیا نمی دانید که هر که در امور مقدس مشغول باشد از معبد می خورد و هر که خدمت مذبح کند از مذبح سهمی دارد؟
Yep. So Paul is referring to the Levites here.
Yeah.
Because they were the ones at the altar. They partook of the altar. They could eat from the offerings. They were given of that. Yeah, because the Levites received the tithes to do the work of the ministry. Now, listen to the next. This is what Paul says to a New Testament church in Corinth.
Hey,
this is how it was. Yeah? Read verse 14. Even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
و همچنین خداوند فرمود هر که انجیل را بشارت دهد از انجیل معیشت یابد.
In the same way that those who ministered at the altar in the temple
that
they were taken care of.
پس امروز هم خداوند فرمود
in the same way that God financed his work in the past
خداوند رو در گذشته
In the same way, God finances his work today.
That,
so that those who preach the gospel should live off the gospel. Yeah? Now again, we are not a big church, we are a small church. Yeah? I have a separate job.
من کار دارم، شغل دارم خودم.
And no, that is not better.
نه، نمیگم بهتره.
Yeah, it's just situation we are in.
شرایطی که ما الان داریم.
If you become a big church, then
اگه کلیسا بزرگ بشه.
That requires somebody full time doing these things. And they have a family. And they need to live. Yeah, there will be staff and they need to have food as well on the table. They get paid by the church to do the work of the ministry.
خدمت خداوند رو انجام بدن.
Yeah, tithing.
ده یک دادن.
Yeah, that's, and that's paid from the tithe. Tithing is still a New Testament principle.
امروز هم اصلی از عهد جدید.
It was not unique to the law of Moses.
یه چیز مخصوص از شریعت خداوند.
It was a principle before Moses.
اصلی بوده که از قبل از موسی شروع شده.
And it's still a principle in New Testament.
در عهد جدید هست.
Yeah, we also see it's not repealed. Nowhere in the Bible says, oh, now it's not something anymore.
نمیگه که دیگه وجود نداره.
So what does it mean for you today?
امروز این برای شما چه معنی داره؟
It means
به این معنیه که
that the tithe,
the
tenth of your increase,
10% سودتون
is still a biblical principle you should follow.
باید استفاده بشه.
Not given to a temple,
نه به معبد داده شه,
but given to the house of God, which is the local church,
که کلیسای محلی هست,
for the purpose of getting the work of God done,
کار خداوند انجام بشه, خدمت خداوند انجام بشه.
Now that alone should be enough for you to start giving the tithe,
که شما 10%تون رو شروع کنید دادن.
But let me close with something that will show you that there is another incentive for you to actually give the tithe, pay the tithe, because it carries blessings. And not paying the tithe carries curses. Go to Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and read verse 8. Who was the owner of the tithe again?
دارنده ده یک مال کیست؟ ده یک مال کیست؟
It was the Lord.
کی صاحبشه؟
Yeah, it's in your hands.
خداوند.
God put 10% in your hands.
صاحب ده یک خداست.
Yeah, so you can transfer that to the work of the ministry.
که شما ازش برای خدمت خداوند استفاده کنید.
Malachi 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, where have you robbed thee? In tithes and offerings.
آیا انسان از خدا می‌دزدد؟ اما شما از من می‌دزدید، می‌گویید در چه چیز از تو دزدیدم؟ در دهیکا و ادایا.
Yeah, now let that sink in for a moment.
یه لحظه فکر کنیم.
Not giving
ندادن.
Or not paying
the tithes, 10%
that God put in your hands,
که خداوند تو دستتون گذاشته.
God calls that theft.
خداوند میگه دزدیه.
You're robbing him.
از خدا دزدیدی.
How can you call it robbery?
Because
it's not yours to keep.
شما نبوده که نگرش دارید که برداشتی.
Now read the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
Verse 9.
آیه 9.
Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation.
شما سخت زیر لعنت هستید زیرا که شما یعنی تمامی این قوم از من می‌دزدید.
Now what's the result?
نتیجه
of the nation as a whole, they were all, nobody was giving a tithe, withholding what was rightfully,
اون چیزی که مال خدا بود در دستش نگه داشت.
Was rightfully belonging to God.
چی مال خدا بوده چه اتفاقی افتاده بعدش؟
What was the result of not giving the tithe?
ندادن ده یک چی شد؟
Bible says you're cursed.
کلام خداوند میگه نفرین دارین و نفرینتون بالای نفرینه.
You think that's good for someone's life?
آیا فکر می‌کنی برای زندگی برکت داره اگه
نفرین بشی؟
و خداوند ضد شما عمل کنه؟
Which around have God bless you and work for you?
خداوند برای شما کار کنه و به شما برکت بده؟
Then do the following. Read the next verse.
پس اگه قرار باشه کار بکنید، آیه 10 رو انجام بدید.
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me not herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
پس حال همه دهیکا را به انبار بیاورید تا در خانه من خوراک باشد. و خداوند لشکرها میگوید مرا بدین سان بیازمایید که آیا روزنهای آسمان را برایتان باز نخواهم گشود و چنان برکتی بر شما نخواهم ریخت که دیگر هیچ نیازی باقی نماند.
So here's the other side. God specifically promises to bless our lives when We give God what is already his to begin with.
بدیم آنچه که مال خداست.
And when we give the tenth of the increase.
وقتی دهیه که اون اضافه رو بهش بدیم.
Let that sink in.
یه لحظه فکر کن.
Which one are you going to choose?
کدومش رو می‌خوایم بدیم؟
And it's even phrased as a challenge.
یک موضوع جالبیه.
Look what it says in verse 10 again.
یه ده چی بهمون میگه.
And prove me now herewith.
ثابت کنید من را با.
Test me.
آزمایش کنید من را.
You don't find it anywhere else in the Bible.
هیچ جایی که مقدس خداوند این را بهمون نمیده.
Prove me, test me.
اما میگه آزمایش کنید، ثابت کنید.
Try it, you'll see that
it's true. تلاش کنید و ببینید که واقعیه.
Here's what you need to understand.
چیزی که باید درک کنیم اینه که
you will get further with 90% of what comes into your hands.
درصدی چیزی که خداوند بهتون داده.
Giving back 10% that belongs to God anyway, to the local church.
تا بیشتر از 10% که خداوند بهتون داده.
Then you will get with 100%.
100% به دستتون برسه.
And when you're robbing God in that process.
پس خداوند بدوزید.
Yeah? When you give the first 10%.
وقتی 10%تون رو دادید.
The other 90% is blessed.
بقیه 90%تون برکت میگیره.
What's the tithe? 10% of your increase.
10%
سود زمین. Produce of land, animals, produce of your labor.
هر چی سود کردین، چه زمین، چه خدمتتون، چه کارتون، هر چی که درآمد داشتید.
10 doesn't belong to you.
اون 10% مال شما نیست.
God has put it into your hands.
خداوند به دستای شما سپرده.
It's a robbery if you keep it.
و اگر تو اونو برش داری، به میگه دزدی.
It's given to a specific place.
داده شده برای یک مکان، برای کار خداوند، در خانه خداوند.
Of course, in the New Testament, it's the church.
در درخت جدید کلیسای محلی هست.
It's the first 10%.
اولین ده یکه.
It's not an afterthought.
اولین 10% نه اینکه آخر اگر باقی موند.
It's for a specific purpose.
و برای هدف مخصوص.
Yeah, so the work of God gets done.
کار خداوند انجام بشه. خدمت خداوند تکمیل بشه.
Not really a problem for us, but for practical reasons we could convert it. Yeah.
برای ما مشکلی وجود نداره. اگر لازم باشه میتونیم هم تبدیلش کنیم.
Yeah, to money.
به پول.
Yeah. And it's a general principle that existed before the law of Moses.
وجود داشته که قبل از موسی.
And it still exists today.
بوده و امروز هم وجود داره.
Now you need to choose.
امروز
choose blessings or curses.
برکت میخوایم یا نفرین.
Do you choose 100%
with curses? Or
will you choose 90% with blessings?
90% با برکت.
Yeah, and that's what the Bible teaches. All the time.
کلام خداوند میگه درسی است که باید خداوند.
What you do with it is up to you.
کاری که باهاش میکنین دست خودتونه.
Amen.
آمین. آمین.